so it will come into an understanding. So Jesus is knocking, some pictures here of it. We have a door within that pillar of cloud or whatever it is in our spirit. That door has an expectation of his presence behind it. It has a door handle that we have to reach out and open. And I just want to encourage you to close your eyes, to think of that door. Just relax. Just think about that door. Think about the fact that God is behind that door. Start to picture that door in your imagination with its handle. You may hear Jesus knocking on the door. You may hear him speaking to you at this point. Just want to encourage you to reach out and open that door. If you've never done it before, just open that door to God and ask him to come on the mountain of your life as Lord and King. Just invite God in. Now, for all of us, as that door is now open, just sense with our spirit, soul, and body, just be open to experience his presence, his embrace. As you do that, feel how much he loves you. Just feel his acceptance, this oneness, this being joined, connected to him, heart to heart. Close and intimate. Just begin to engage that. Father, Son, and Spirit, just surrounding you and enveloping you as you stand in the midst in him. A place of peace and rest and security, safety. Just his joy of his pleasure, his passion for you. Just feel his delight. Grace and his mercy all around you, cocooning you, room right now. There's a canopy of the angels just being lowered over us. Now just begin to engage in oneness, the unity of the Father, Son, and Spirit flowing around you and into you as they begin to reveal themselves to you, to reveal your true identity to you. Father, Son, and Spirit want you to receive an impartation of the fruit of the Spirit. Revelation of who God is, His character, His nature. Let's let Jesus bring the love and joy and peace deep into our spirit. Let the Father bring patience and kindness and goodness flow into your spirit. Just receive from the Holy Spirit as He brings revelation of gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. As your spirit absorb that revelation, the frequency, the fragrance, the color, the sound. As you resonate and you vibrate with the frequency of God that's around you, surrounding you, encompassing you with who He is. Some of you may just want to stay in that place, just bask in it. Others may want to go deeper. If you want to go deeper, just let deep call you to deep. Come deeper into Him. As He expresses His ways and the functions of His government and kingdom to you on your mountain, your position of authority, who you are as a mountain of God, as the Holy Spirit releases revelation of righteousness, peace, and joy. Jesus reveals the way, the truth, and the life. The Father releases revelation of justice and judgment and holiness deeper and deeper into the very fabric of who He is and how He functions in government. Revelation of I am in you. As the Holy Spirit just reveals more to you of who He is. His joy, His abundance, His vitality, His exuberance, His energy, His passion, His joy of life. Just feel it. Just let Jesus show you more of peace and shalom and wholeness. the Father brings love and acceptance and affirmation and approval to you as children of God. So the Father points you to the Spirit. The Spirit points you to Jesus. Jesus points you to the Father in oneness, in unity. And they long to bring you into intimacy with the immanence of God, so you can enter into true rest. Your heart burning with fire and passion. Rest. As I was in heaven this morning looking into this, I saw the Father releasing the seven spirits of God. There is a rainbow of color around this room right now. There is a manifestation of the seven spirits. And as we engage in worship, as we engage our spirit, worshiping in spirit and in truth, as we release and engage the ladder of God this morning, as we engage heaven in our worship, as heaven engages us, just be open to interact with those colors, with the seven spirits, with the Spirit of Lord, of the Lord, who mandates you for your position of government, who will establish your mountain. The Spirit of wisdom, who will equip you for that position of government. The Spirit of understanding, who will authorize you for your position of government. The Spirit of counsel, who will prepare you for the position of government. The Spirit of might, who will reveal you in that position of government, the Spirit of knowledge, who will empower you for your position of government, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord, who will bring you into accountability for your position of government. You are a mountain. You have a position of authority in the kingdom. Just accept that position and be willing to be tutored and trained by God and through His seven spirits to come into a full place of governmental authority, so He can manifest you on earth as it is in heaven, as sons of God, answering the groan of creation to bring everything back into the plan and purpose of God from eternity into eternity.